This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Well, here we go again. The federal government hit the debt ceiling today, and Treasury Secretary Jack Lew says he started to take extraordinary measures to keep the U.S. from defaulting on its debts. Lew has stopped issuing certain bonds, and he's no longer investing in a government pension fund. Increasingly, the government has turned to the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP as it's known, to raise money. That program, you may remember, dates back to the financial crisis. Well, if you think TARP is gone, think again. President Obama wants to increase its funding. Why? Here's Tim Fitzsimmons.
Quick history lesson. You probably remember that TARP was a bailout of big banks and automakers. One part of the bailout was limiting the executive compensation at the companies that got government money. Kenneth Feinberg, an attorney, oversaw this as the, quote, pay czar.
That program's largely over because by statute, six of the seven companies have paid back TARP with interest to the United States Treasury. There is only one company left.
Only GM's executives are still subject to those caps. So the bailout portion of TARP is more or less over, and what remains are programs like one that helps homeowners with bad mortgages. And then there's a whole different office called SIGTARP, which answers to Congress, not Treasury.
Congress essentially created SIGTARP to be a cop.
That's Christy Romero. She's the SIG in SIGTARP, the Special Inspector General for TARP. Her office is kicking around because there's still plenty of TARP fraud to pursue.
Opportunistic con men who try to take advantage of homeowners who may get confused.
SIGTARP both monitors for fraudulent activity related to the use of TARP funds and also has legal authority to prosecute scammers. They've sent people to jail for defrauding the government.
Our efforts have resulted, along with our partners, in the return of $1.57 billion.
So when President Obama's budget asked for more money for SIGTARP, even as the Treasury's TARP program scales back, it's because there's still fraud to pursue. And it's a pretty good return on investment. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.